Welcome back. It's been a long time, fellow nomads. If you're still with me, thank you. If you're getting reacquainted or are checking this out for the first time, I welcome you. This is the beginning of season 2 of The Political Nomad. Not so much a refresher or a recap, but a quick update of what to expect. But I'm back, recharged, and refocused for a new season. That said, for many reasons, personally and professionally, it's been a while since I did a Political Nomad podcast. Almost 2 years. American administration's changed, but has anything really changed? Many of the same problems persist when I originally started this podcast 2 years ago. Internationally, Russia is still a major source of concern. Domestically, the COVID-19 pandemic may be slowing down, but it's exposed rifts that had been masked over for quite some time. Environmentally, debates rage on the effectiveness of environmental policy, while science continues to be questioned. But debating science will have to be saved for its own podcast. And, if anything, we're still seeing major dysfunction from the two major U.S. political parties. Just one example, state-level Republicans act to make swift changes in predominantly red states to diminish voting rights under the guise of voter integrity, while nationally, Democrats can't even pass federal voting rights legislation to broaden those rights even though they control the legislative and executive branches of government. We're still a divided country, and divisions seem even more prevalent than before. Gone are the days when the issues seemed black and white. If anything, the colors of these issues run even deeper. It seems harder and harder to distinguish what is truth. We talk to each other less, but we yell at each other more. What can be done? Can bridges once burnt to a crisp ever be rebuilt? Can we ever see past our political parties to understand that, in so many ways, we're fighting two sides of the same coin, especially as we head into the 2022 midterms? In season 1 of The Political Nomad, I talked to individuals across the party spectrum to find out about their stories. Republicans who became Democrats, independents, or libertarians. Democrats who became Republicans. The purpose was to understand that we're not always going to be the same person. We get new information, we synthesize that information, and we grow from it. Those are our stories. But if you're the same person you were 5, 10, 15 years ago, are you really growing at all? In season 2, I'm going to focus more on issues, education, the environment, voting rights and election reform. What does it mean to be pro-life or pro-choice? Social justice, criminal justice reform, and so much more. We've heard the stories. Now let's take a deep dive into the issues. What makes an issue conservative or liberal? And yes, I'd be remiss if I didn't take a hard look at what faith says about these issues. Why? Well, to use a popular buzzword, as I have deconstructed my political beliefs, which happened to play out in the making of my debut album, Make Something Happen Here, it was heavily informed by my faith. Is the Bible liberal? Yes. Is it conservative? Yes. Does it seek to break down political and societal norms of the hierarchy? Hell yes, it does. So yeah, faith will play a role in some of these discussions. I hope you'll join me for season 2 of The Political Nomad. I'm coming into this having shed my party label, but I'm bringing with me beliefs that are going to be and are meant to be challenged. Are you willing to be challenged? Are you willing to change? Because nothing changes if you don't challenge yourself first. It's never easy. But it is easier when you know others are there with you. So, will you join me as the nomadic journey continues? I hope to see you in my next episode. Welcome to season 2 of The Political Nomad.